Saturday afternoon, it is 2:15 as we now move on to Hollywoodbet's Gravel on the Turf. We have had a change of venues, of course. This meeting was scheduled for Hollywoodbet's Scottsville. It's now moved to Hollywoodbet's Gravel. We have some scratchings. We may see further scratchings on the programme. 8 races are carded. The first race is the Tab Gold, the Intelligent Bet over 1,000 metres. The Champion Punters Challenge selections, 12:25. Those have to be in. The first race starts off the Bipots. I Like It Hot is the favourite at 2-1. This horse has been a little bit costly to follow. Returns from a 70-day rest. If you go through, lost at 5-2, even money, 9-10, and 12-10. Returns to the track, 2-1 is the price. A Variety Fair, who is to be ridden by Richard Faree, is at 3.33-1. Ice Angel, there's been some money with Hollywood reported on Ice Angel, who is from the Mace Roberts Yard. Rachel Wienerker has the ride. This one showed a lot of pace on debut, just threw in the towel very late on. Ice Angel was 7.14 into 5-1. The latest is 4.55. Mia Sophia is then next best at 5-1. By the way, take out the 5 and the 13. Note that in the first race, draw line through the 5 and the 13. I see good old Guess Getterix, who is rarely quite a maiden stake check earner, has earned 115,000, is quoted at 6.67-1. I'm taking my chances here with Richard and number 7, Variety Fair from the Peter Musket Yard. I like a bit of a roughie who is actually the stable companion. Number 4, Storm's Power, who is quoted at 14.29. I was going through the form and I thought that could just improve your number 4, Storm's Power, racing on the turf. Then the 8, Ice Angel, and after that the 3, I Like It Hot, 7-4-8-3 in race 1. Race 2, Ameritrade at 91 handicap. It is, of course, a Sunday, so we're going to breeze through the card. This horse, Franz Lehar, cost a small fortune, is quoted at 5-2, was purchased for 850,000. It was an eye-catching victory on debut when beating Stevie G by 1.2 lengths. This, by the way, is a half-brother to Danilo Danilovic. Franz Lehar is at 5-2. Sekulu, number 9, is at 3.03. The 1 is next best at 3.57. I see there are 2 scratchings here. Race 2, take out 2 and 6. Note that 2 and 6, small field to begin with. We've now only got the 7 runners. I'm actually going with a little bit of Moosey. I also went for last time out. I see the cheek pieces are now fitted. That's the update. The last time Moosey was on the horse, he won. It's for Tony Riverland, a horse called Dan Dolo, number 5, who is at 6.25-1 a win, 6.25, and to finish in the first 3 is currently just marginally under 9-10. So the 5, Dan Dolo, from the 7, Franz Lehar, then the 9 and the 8, 5, 7, 9, 8. Race 2, place accumulators, ensure those on by 1 o'clock. We move on to the third race, which is a maiden plate. Please note the change in distance due to the change of venue. It's now run over 10 furlongs, 2,000 metres, 13:35. It's the first leg of the pick six. There's a scratching. Number 1, Classical Chord. Take out 1, Classical Chord. Now, Flirty Dancer, last time out was disappointing, but raced wide. Is at 0.83 in the betting. They're betting 4-1, number 4, Sea Goddess. Number 7, If You Say So, is at 4-1. What I'm doing on this card, I'm going for a best bet and then a value bet. This is the best bet. Number 5, Flirty Dancer. We're going to leave it at that. Last time out was 3.5 lengths behind American Style. American Style won again. And so too did the third horse, who was called Top 10. And if you look at number 7, If You Say So, If You Say So was 8.80 lengths behind Top 10. That's at 4-1. So you've got a big indirect form line there. 5, Flirty Dancer, to me, just stands out on the card. The fourth race on the programme. Number 8, Rock and Roll Girl, is 2.27-1. Before we move through the betting, a scratching update. You're going to have to scratch out a number of them. Take out 9, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16 and 18. Note all of that. 9, 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 do not form part of the lineup in this race. So Rock and Roll Girl, just repeating, is in fact a joint favourite. 2.27, Rock and Roll Girl, the 8, the 12, Rugger Bugger, is quoted at 2.27-1. This horse, this form line, Rugger Bugger was third, 1.40 lengths behind, Tribute to You. We're going to have to watch that form line closely throughout the day, because there's another maiden running later on, and Tribute to You is also running on the programme. The horse I'm going with is actually the 10, Red Magician, who's back on the turf. I like a bit of that at 4.55, a win. So the selection for me is the 10, Red Magician, from the 12, Rugger Bugger, the 8, Rock and Roll Girl, and the one on the card is a horse called Cashcavel, who showed pace last time out. That is at 1.14 a placing. The jockey only has the one ride for the day. I thought that that horse certainly could be in the mix. But 10, 12, 8, 1, race 4. Race 5 is the form guide www.gallop.co.za. It's run over a distance of 6 furlongs. It is a merit-rated 74 handicap. The betting on the fifth race is www.hollywoodbets.net. The horse we spoke about earlier. Number 4, Tribute to You, was a winner on debut. This horse cruised in, is the comment in the winning form. Went off at 16-1. Ice Kingdom has won out of that form line. Northern Warrior, of course, is now drawn right on the outside, is at 5-1. 12 Trade War is 6.25-1. And Quizmaster, number 14, who has the services of Richard Faree, at 6.25-1. Could be a tricky race. The draw is a little bit disconcerting, but I am going with the source Northern Warrior, number 13. If I was suggesting a horse at value, it would be number 1, Blue Eyes, who's a 10-1 a win, 14-10 a place. This horse has done okay with the blinkers off. Has only won 1 of 21. The last victory, by the way, was 638 days ago. But the penultimate form line, Iron Bark, is a good one. And that, in fact, also ties in with Northern Warrior. So the 1, Blue Eyes, as a roughie, then the 12 and the 8. 13, 1, 12, 8 will do it in race 5. The sixth race is the Gold Circle Racing YouTube channel. Once again, the distance here is 6 furlongs. This looks like a rather tricky race, in fact. The sixth on the card. Now, Party Time is the favourite, 3.33. I noted that Party Time, all three victories to date have been at Hollywood Bet Scottsville. This one returns from a 70-day rest. Pray for Rain is 4.55-1. I'm going at the end of the day with Aqua Bolts. He returns from a 78-day rest. I see Keegan DeMello, in fact, the last time he was on this, he won a short head, and the horse is always running on. So for me, the 4 Aqua Bolts, the 1 Ish Nana. Last time out, this appy, Mr. Cacchetti, rode a fine race. I thought he let the horse be and made up a lot of ground late on. The 1 Ish Nana is 8.33-1. That's going to be the second choice. Then the 7 and the 5, 4-1. 7-5 Ish Nana winning on the poly track last time out, but a tricky affair it may be. The seventh race is the Support Coastal Horse Care Unit, merit rated 77 handicap. Up an ultimate race, Gian Battista has hit some rich vein of form, that's for sure. Is quoted at 3.03. Strawberry Bear looks a very nice 3-year-old, but is carrying 60 kgs, is a 3.57-1. In fact, the Mike Miller yard have a strong hand because they also saddle number 4 Global Dollar at 3.57-1. Now, earlier on, we spoke about the best bet. Here we go with the each-way bet. It is a horse called All the Time, number 3, who drops back to 1,400 metres, the Gimme the Green Light. This one hasn't won for 301 days. Smunga Kamalu is the rider for Yogis Govender. But what caught my eye is if you go to the run behind Queuing, when 3.5 lengths behind, in the same race as that was Gian Battista. Gian Battista had the beating of All the Time by a neck. All the Time on that run is 6 kgs better off. Then you go to the run with Lake Como, is 3 kgs better off. So I like the 3 All the Time. That's going to be the each-way bet on this Grable card, the value bet of the day, and the price is 8.33 and 1.66 place. Second to the 4 Global Dollar, I'm going with the Miller a duo to battle it out. Then the 2, Strawberry Bear, and the 9, Gian Battista, 3-4-2-9. There's no doubt, though, that Gian Battista has come very well since the cheek pieces have been fitted. We end off with the maiden plate at 16:30. Hollywood Bet's Bright Future over 1,400 metres. The betting for race 8 reads as follows. The favourite, there's two of them fairly dominating, is the 8, Menelaus. Glenn Cotson only has this one runner. Richard Faree could have a field day. Well, this has run second the last two runs, has Menelaus, quoted at 2.27. African Dusk, number 2 on the card, is at 5-2. Now, this horse was 3.9 lengths. It was well beaten behind See It Again, but See It Again came out and won the Model Man, mile listed. So I'm going with the 2, African Dusk, of the 2, in front of the 8, Menelaus. I think it'll be a form result. Then the 9, Miraculous Man, to run on. And after that, the 5 is a complete rank outside, a power stop. 2.895 in race 8. And that is it for the Sunday. I hope it's a good one, Sunshines. We really appreciate you tuning in and joining me. Hit them hard. Until next time, bye-bye.